What's up, guys, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
What's going on, everybody? Marcus Tanksley.
Yeah.
What's happening?
That's my husband. That's to the right of me. We are excited to be back. Like, we trying to get these knocked out. When we back up in the house, we took a long break. We came back, did a podcast 2 weeks ago. And we back doing more for you, so we hope that you're happy about it. But if you need to find us, let me tell you where you can get us at. You can get us at iTunes. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? SoundCloud. Also, Google Play. I can hear when you tap on the thing. Yeah. We over here having some technical difficulties. It's late at night, but we getting it in. You can also find me all on different via social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Most of my handles are That Chick Angel, as well as on YouTube, That Chick Angel TV, and on Twitter, I'm Angel the Actress. And as Marcus has told you all many times before,
y'all can find me elsewhere.
You can find him elsewhere. All right, so today's topic is going to be a little bit of going down memory lane, but before we get to that, we're going to finally add our segment.
What
is pissing you off?
What's not?
Well, you gotta say something specific. What's pissing you off?
What's pissing you off? You gotta give me a heads up on this stuff.
I told you a couple of times that we're adding this segment.
You could have said at least like 15 minutes or even 5 minutes before we start. Oh yeah, by the way, we're doing it. You tell me what's pissing you off.
Okay, this, because Marcus, I do all of it. I set this up. I get this and come up with the topic. I need you just to remember stuff that I told you sometimes.
All right.
But no, what I was going to say was pissing me off, or what's like grinding my gears, is our country right now, our administration is irritating me. The whole taking children from their family members just because they crossed the border illegally blows my mind. Especially when you're looking at like an 18-month-old, a 2-year-old.
Four years old. Yeah, they would start talking about that at work one day. And I was like, I can't even talk to y'all about this subject because it pisses me off to the point to where I get like angry. Like, right. It brings pain to my stomach. Like, it sickens me to think about what they're doing. And then people, I don't even want to get into the whole political thing.
Yeah, it's, sorry for the phone signal in the background. I forgot to put it on pause. Again, so many things I had to do before getting this started. But you almost feel, I know for me, I feel helpless. You know, people are like, write your senators. And
yeah, senators ain't doing nothing.
I don't believe in our system anymore, in thinking that my voice is actually going to be listened to, and as far as in the greater body, being that, you know, I do believe our legislation is mostly conservative. And a lot of people who actually support the things that our president has like put in order. So I don't believe that they're going to change anything just because the voices are saying change it. I just don't. Yeah. I don't believe
it's ridiculous. It's like at this point, people are like, well, you got to do this, do that. It's at this point, it's useless. Like until the next election, there's nothing you can do.
I mean, we might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure people out there, you could go to this and go to that, but it's just not enough people doing it. One, like, I don't know if the people that are in motion aren't speaking strong enough. I don't know if a lot of people are just fed up at what of the lack of resistance that's being given by whether it's Democratic parties or whoever is the opposing competitor to what's running the country right now. But it seems very lackluster. I know when things were shifted on the other side, which they never been shifted on the other side to this dynamic, it was a very strong opposing team, you know, as far as like when Obama was in office. It was like those, the other side was like fighting tooth and nail, where it seems like, you know, this side on the opposite side of what's going on right now is like just laying down and taking it.
Yeah. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's one thing after another, though, with me. It's like people are like, oh, yeah, he's helping with North Korea. It's like him and the dude from North Korea came to a mutual agreement. Like, y'all don't see something wrong with that? After all the crap y'all done talked about that crazy man that's running that country, it's like, oh, he's doing great things. Oh, so y'all, they found a lot in common, and y'all think that's good.
Y'all think that's a good idea.
Smart.
Yeah, so that, and even though I was only going to give one, but I got to bring up this lady. The woman who called the police on the 8-year-old girl selling waters outside of her apartment complex. I just don't even get it.
Oh, I get it. I'm not even shocked or anything about, like, the woman that, this is the same as the probably relatives, the lady that called the
barbecue
police
Becky.
Barbecue Becky. And what's the other one? Permit Patty. That's what they call her. I'm just like, I'm not surprised at these people.
I can't.
It's the same type of people. Just real quick. It was a lady that hit, backed into one of my friend's car, Aleem, backed into his SUV. And he got out to let the lady know, like, hey, you just backed into me. She threatened to call the police on him.
What?
Yeah, he was like, lady, I'm not trying to get the police involved, but if you want to call the police, let's call them. And then finally the store manager came out. They was like, man, we have the whole thing on surveillance. You backed into his vehicle. And it's like, this is the type of sickness. It's like, we've talked about, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing on a podcast. We've talked about all these different things. We've had numerous conversations with people face to face, and it's exhausting. I know a lot of people, at least some of our subscribers that, or some of the family that didn't know we talked about that, or say, hey, what are y'all thoughts on this? We just so sick and tired of talking about this stuff. It really is exhausting, especially to talk about it in an even keel temper, like, because it's annoying to talk about things that should be common sense.
Right.
Human rights and equality should be common sense. The fact that I have to create an argument to a level that you understand it.
But it's not that. It's not that part of the argument they don't understand. They don't understand that it does not exist currently.
Right.
Their belief is that it does because they're living the life that they are living that is a lot of times void of the type of prejudice and racism that black people, you know, I went through, that's crazy
just
that
people
you didn't
of color period.
I can't believe you just now told me, telling this story about Aleem. Cause you know, that's what, well, she didn't know that's what happened to me this weekend. This woman backed into my car and she just, and I wasn't trying to get no money from her. It'll actually be in Friday's vlog. I wasn't trying to call, I just wanted to make her know, let her know, you know, you hit my car, right? Like, you backed into my car. And she was like, I absolutely didn't. I'm like, I saw you hit it. My car rocked back. But I digress. Those are the things that are irritating me, that are pissing me off this week. So what you got?
Oh, I'm right there with you. I ain't going to bring up nothing new. This segment going to go a lot longer than what we expected it to.
No, I mean.
But that type of stuff is like this whole, the elitist attitude. I remember I was at work. This was years and years. It was not that many years ago. I was in California. But there was a lady at work and she was talking about how she, pouring her heart out about how she feels bad about this lady that was traveling on a bus from, I don't know if it had to be Mexico, I think. It was from a different country, so it had to be Mexico. And the bus got pulled over and under this lady's seat, there was like cocaine or something taped under the bottom of her seat and she had absolutely no idea. And she was talking about how this lady, she has to spend, you know, 3 or 4 years in prison because they think it was hers. And the lady was, you know, it's unfortunate for anybody to happen, but she was talking about how bad she felt. And she was like, it was just an innocent family visiting Mexico and this happened to her. And I was just like, okay. That type of stuff happens. Like, like, it's bad that it happened, but it's like, it's much worse things happening to people, like people of color, that nobody pays attention to. Like, you reading through the news and you see, hear all these killings happening and this happening and that happening, and you this distraught about the lady. And we, this is coming off of a prior conversation that we were having about, you know, of course, another teen getting shot and killed by the police and nothing happening. And then we jump to that subject. She's like, oh my God, can you believe this? I'm like, really? Like, she gonna live. She be all right.
You silly. Like, you silly.
But I don't know. It's like you start to, I don't know if anybody else feels like this, but you start to just lose, you start to develop a lack of sympathy for things of such a minute thing that might be, you know, it's probably horribly, I'm sure it's horribly affecting their family, but it's just like, there's a lot worse things happening. So this almost reminds me back in the day when the movie Titanic was out, just real quick, and was watching it, and it was me, one of my close friends, and his sister, and I remember sitting there, and his sister was like crying, you know, when the ship started going down, and I was like, but they didn't go down by choice, like it was an accident, hit the glacier, and a lot of people died. I was like, you know, I remember the transatlantic slave trade. It was like, I had no sense, like watching that movie, I was just like, eh.
You've been desensitized.
Yeah. To certain, it was bad. I've been almost desensitized to the point to where other races are desensitized toward people of color or things happening to them.
Oh, they're, it's more than I think sometimes desensitized. I think they will make up a fabric.
Yeah.
They'll fabricate something else happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like it's not even a reality, more so than desensitized. It's like, oh, I will make up other reasons why this had to have happened to this person.
Yeah.
Like, and not just, oh, this was an innocent person that this happened to, or this was an...
Like the lady on the bus with the drugs. It's like, well, it was probably hers, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Adding facts to it to rationalize why this thing happened. So, yeah, It's a little, it's sad because we shouldn't be desensitized to what anybody goes through.
Yeah, I'm trying to like logically explain my feelings, but I'm finding a lack of words to do so.
I mean, I'm understanding what you're saying, but it is a shame that because of how, you know, things have gone in this country for Black people, it causes you to have a lack of sympathy. Because you feel like sympathy is not given.
Right.
In
like
our cases.
The reciprocity of it is like, you know what? If they don't care, why should I?
Well, we're about to turn this podcast around now that we're done with what's pissing me off. And we're going to jump into the topic of the day. And the topic of the day, what I said we would talk about last podcast, was our proms. Now, Marcus went to more proms than most people watching this podcast combined. But I only went to two. Marcus, how many proms did you go to?
It was 6 or 7.
And it wasn't like the exact number. He was being held back in
high school. No, I started going to prom when I was a sophomore.
Yeah.
In high school.
And then he just kept going to more and more people's proms.
Why not? Got invited.
Never. Why not?
Over get this color you wearing.
Why were so many girls asking you to prom?
Because I look good in a tux when I was skinny. Nah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I really don't know.
Were
these your girlfriends? Two were your girlfriends.
Yeah, two out of the 6. Or 7. I don't remember.
Wait a minute. Two were your girlfriends. Were they your girl? Did you go to prom with them in the same year?
Nah. Hold on. Nah. No, I didn't. I had to think about it. I didn't have multiple girlfriends at the same time, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I'm asking.
I wasn't that type of guy.
How many? You started going in your sophomore year, but that means, because that only gives you 3 years of proms to go to. So how many years did you have to double up? All three?
Oh, like different schools? Let me see. Sophomore year, I went to that one. That was my high school. And the way I was able to do that, because technically I wasn't allowed to go, I was friends with a lot of the, you know, juniors and seniors. So we just walked in with our different dates and then swapped out when once we got inside the prom. It was, you know, easy.
Was your date not a...
No, we were both sophomores.
So...
me and my date.
Why couldn't y'all until it was y'all's junior year to go?
Because all my people was going to be at that prom.
Ridiculous.
Y'all gotta understand, by my junior year, I didn't know a whole lot of people because I was cool with all the people that just graduated.
So I didn't realize that. I thought that you went your
sophomore.
No,
she was a freshman. I was a sophomore.
Get out.
Yeah, she was a freshman. I was a sophomore. It was, and then me and Reese, I walked in with his date and he walked in with her.
I can't even. No,
her parents let her go. They were cool with it.
Everybody's silly. I thought for some reason that you had went with a senior your sophomore year, and that's what caused you to go. But
she wasn't no freshman. Who was it?
That's how many proms he's been to. Because I don't ever, anytime no, I've gone to a dance with a dude, I remember what his name was.
No, I was a junior when I went with her. Let me think.
The listeners don't have time for you to figure this Rubik's okay, cube so anyway, of your prom life out.
So, yeah, sophomore year, that was the first prom when I know I had to swap out. Then my junior year, I went to two.
Yours and then somebody else's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Senior year, I went to two.
Now, women, your junior year, was it the same date for both? Or did you go?
Nah, it's different.
So, women, so you went with someone to your prom.
Yeah.
And then you went with a totally different chick to her prom.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I wasn't turning on prom invitations down if in case you can't
just,
tell.
You were just like, this is where it's hot. Yeah, I want to spend money on a tuxedo.
Yeah, rent me a Cadillac. Throw me on my scarf and with my cane. Hey, y'all, I was decked out.
And then your senior year.
Senior year, I did too.
You did too. So you went to five total.
Five, hold on. So sophomore year was two. And then the church prom that where I saw you.
I know you didn't see me at church.
I didn't see you. Oh, you just heard about me. she heard about me.
So let me tell you about this whack-a-deck thing. Okay, so the church that I grew up
and
at.
See, sometimes it was situations like that. They just knew me. It was like, hey, we go to prom with my sister. It was like, no.
So the church I went to my junior year decided to come up with this stupid rule in this stupid event. They decided to come up with church prom. And the whole thing was that if you went to your school prom, you weren't allowed to go to church prom.
Yeah, they didn't want their little church sluts going to the school prom. That's all it was.
And,
you're going to get nasty after prom, you do it after hearing about Jesus. Going around with them hoodlums in your school.
Well, this is the thing. I was very much so like a leader at church as far as, and I was very involved. I was like a junior usher. I was over our praise team dancers. Like I was very involved, but I was also super duper popular at school. I was a class officer, just really. So for me, I was just like, how are you going to take away this memory that I'm supposed to have with my classmates? Not with y'all. Like that's not, the church prom is not a thing. Y'all just made this up. And they were obviously, the pastors, well, specifically one pastor was very pissed off at me because I was supposed to be the example. I was supposed to lead by example. And I was like, yeah, and I'm going to lead these people to what makes sense. Where a lot of the...
There ain't no memories from no church.
Yeah, they do have dumb memories. And most of my friends from church did not go to their proms. But that was the thing. Most of them were not popular in high school. I was very... I was homecoming queen.
See, if you didn't know I went to that one, I would have never counted their prom.
Yes. So, long story short. So, the chick that he... the chick that he went to my church prom with, I just so happened... This is like years later. I'm grown. I'm in my 20s. I'm at her house, at her parents' house, and I see the picture of her church prom, and it's with him. And I think I've already met you by this time. And I was like, yeah, you
that's
know.
My tank. What you know?
No, we weren't dating. We were flirting,
you
but
always
we weren't
considered
dating.
Me your tank.
No, yeah. I did not. Yeah, no, did. I didn't. I was just like, you went to church prom with Tank? And no, I think you might have been Marcus at the time. You weren't Tank. Your sister was Tank. And she was like, yeah. I was like, girl, how you do that? I would have thought nobody like you would have agreed to go to our church prom.
I was reluctant. I was very reluctant, but me and her older sister were really close friends, and she was like, ask my sister to the church prom. I was like, no. And she begged me for like 2-3 days, and I was like, all right. She was like, she knows she wants to take you. I was like, so it wasn't even like a, hey, you want to go? That shy ass little girl, she's still crazy.
Don't call her that. She
ain't crazy.
Watch
she's still
podcast.
Shy. She awkwardly shy though.
She's very shy. She's sweetheart. I love her to death. I do.
She was shy that night. I was like, we had prom together
because our church prom. That church prom was embarrassing,
and I didn't know it was
And then her
some political issues. They were still going together.
X, whatever you want to call it.
I just remember the conversation that you and your sister had. It was like, who's this dude in here with? She's supposed to be here with so-and-so.
Yeah, so funny. My best friend Erica went to the church prom. Her prom pictures are hilarious. I was just like, yep, I'd rather the whole church be mad at me and they excommunicate me than to be at that whack prom.
But so, yeah, I wouldn't even count that one, like I said, if you didn't know about it.
I knew about it, though.
So, yeah, Tuma junior, Tuma senior, Tuma sophomore.
So how many of these proms were you bang, bang, bang afterwards?
None of them. Not a single one.
You were lying.
And I was more far away at the church one, of course.
Of course. The church prom, you weren't going to get none.
No, I didn't do nothing after them, none of my proms.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to go to prom so much?
I ain't say it was by choice. I didn't do anything. Now, like I said, let me see. My sophomore year, she had to be home early.
Okay.
Of course, because she was a was that where? I don't know who. I remember one of them proms was my girlfriend.
This just lets y'all know how much was in them streets. The fact that he can't remember a prom date, like this ain't like, ooh, who did you take the Chili's one night?
But it's six proms.
Still.
So her mom was like, you know, you need to be home at so-and-so time. I was like, will do, promise. And there was parties after that, and I'm just like, are you going to ask your mama if you can come? She was like, yeah, I'm sure she'll let me go. I was like, all right. And her mom was like, no, you need to come on in. I was like, all right, I'll let you tomorrow.
You are a mess.
I ain't going to set up in this house. And then I went to one of Scott County's proms.
Oh, you went to Scott County?
Yeah, I was at a Scott County. Was that a prom?
Well, Scott County, you guys, is a smaller place.
I went to two Scott. No, just one.
Okay, we don't have anyway, listen. We don't have time for you to finish.
That was I remember the last Scott County prom I went to. If I did go to two, the last one I went to, that was a difficult time dancing at that one because I was you have to close your eyes when you're dancing around a lot of people with no rhythm because you get off rhythm too. Yeah,
Scott County is like way out in the country. I went to Scott County High School for a semester, and I told my mother if she didn't remove me from that high school, I was going to burn it down, and I meant it. So I stopped going there. And
Scott County was full of future extreme right wingers.
That's exactly what it
was.
And
still full of them, I'm sure.
Yes, it was a crazy place to be.
Y'all know who you are, Scott County, if you're watching.
So for me, I only went to two proms like a normal person. And I had the same date for both proms. So our junior year, we were actually dating. We were boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, he and I didn't actually date for that long. We only dated for 6 months. And I got... So our first prom, that's the one where he has this brilliant idea. He gets this vest made. Now, most of the time, the dude is supposed to match the chick. No. He decides he done found this cute African material he liked, and he got a vest made from the material. So luckily,
that's dope.
It's dope, but you're making me have to find something to match you. That's rude. I don't care. But luckily, I planned on getting a dress made, and I did. I got a dress made. It still looked like I got it from.
Made for prom.
Well, I wanted something specific, and there was a black dude.
I guess if you're just going to one or two, you can get something.
Right. I mean, it was the same cost. It looked like something out of JCPenney, if I'm honest, now when I go back and look at it. But, like, I saw a picture of the dress. It just wasn't the right color because it didn't match the vest. And I got it made, and it was gold. But his brilliant idea was to not wear a shirt under the vest.
The accent color is nude.
Shut up.
It's brilliant. It's African material.
So he had on tuxedo pants, his homemade, crafted sweater. I mean, not sweater, vest. And then he had the tuxedo jacket. And then it wasn't until you see him take off the tuxedo jacket. Well, you could also see that his neck was pretty bare.
That's the reveal when you take that jacket off right before you get on that dance floor.
He was so proud of it.
That's a dope idea.
He was so proud of it. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, it looks like we got mugged on the way here. A mugger ripped the shirt off your back. But said, I ain't going to take your vest because I know it's tailor made for you.
It went with the school, though.
No, our school was not like it. All the other black dudes had on shirts. Vests, including his brother.
I think it's a dope idea. You get your African material. I wouldn't put nothing on to take away from that.
And then he took me to, was it Diamante's? There was a soul food restaurant that he took me to. And we were literally the only people in the restaurant. I mean, I appreciated it because it was like a black-owned restaurant, and we were both like
intimate,
really woke. But no, it's still weird to like go and eat someplace. You know, usually when
but
you
was
at
there
prom,
music playing?
If there was, it was probably like Frankie Beverly.
Yeah.
I was not there yet in age. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, I mean, I think that prom was cool. Other than that, like, I think we broke up sometime after that, before that. I can't remember.
This is it.
No, but it was just
you and your skin like, shirt.
It was. I mean, me and him are cool now, but that really pissed me off. I was like, how you not gonna wear a shirt? And he just thought it was the best idea. He was just like, yes.
I know the Scott County prom I went to. So me and my date, we decided we just run up to Red Lobster, because that's what you do when you in Lexington.
It's fancy.
At your house. Yeah, Red Lobster's fancy. Walking there. My parents and family's in her. I think some of her family was in there. They in shorts and t-shirts.
Look like they just came from the beach.
I'm like, girl, you can get that Admiral's Feast if you want it. Nah, but we were like close friends. That was not a girlfriend at all. That was just somebody I grew up with. And then my senior year, because I had done so many proms, you know how you, like, people meet up at the house and it's pictures and everything. I went and rented my car as usual by myself. I went to get ready at the house. Wasn't nobody at the house. I just got ready like I was ready to run out to the club or something.
They said we done this.
Mom and daddy
went
there to take no pictures. We got enough pictures of that food standing beside some random chick.
Oh God, I don't think anybody was with me when I got ready.
I can believe that, because your family just deserted you when you was like a junior. I mean, you was in middle school when they left you.
No, they were there the whole entire time. But Erica came to see me off for my senior prom. Now my senior prom, at the time, I think Little Kim had some music video. I don't remember which one, but she had like a boa. And I was like, that's what I want. I want a boa, set it off. And I remember I couldn't dress like the other girls, like especially the white girls that I went to school with. Like, they would have like the cutouts on the side. They would be showing like a whole lot of skin. Now that was not going to be happening. Like, it just wasn't. But I found this really cute dress. It was red that had like kind of a boa around the boobs. And then it had a shawl that had like the feathers at the end. It was very elegant. I probably looked like a 35-year-old woman at the prom, if I be honest. But I was super duper pretty. But what was crazy was that there was a dude that I had really wanted to ask to the prom that went to another school in a different city. And I ended up changing my mind about asking him because I don't know. You went to a bunch of different proms and places that you didn't go to. I didn't feel like entertaining him. I was like, I want somebody that knows everybody so I don't have to be like, you okay? This is such and such and this is such and such. I just wanted to have fun. So my ex-boyfriend, his girlfriend couldn't make it to our prom. So I don't even know if he actually even got to ask me. People started telling me. So I heard you and Chris are going to prom together again. I said, we what? They were like, yeah, he's not taking his girlfriend. I heard y'all were going to prom together. I was like, I didn't know nothing about this. So I think eventually I asked him. I was like, why are people saying we're going to prom together?
Because I told him.
He was like, do you have a date to prom? I was like, I was thinking about asking somebody, but I don't think I'm going to. He was like, okay, well, we might as well go to prom together. So we did. And a part of me wishes that I would have asked the dude, but because I don't know if me and Chris got along that night at all. I think we were irritating each other. It was so much mess. That was the year.
Two Scott County proms. I just put it together.
Oh my gosh. He's still trying to. I mean, it's not as bad as my girlfriend, Nina. Her prom day got arrested the day. It was either the day of or the day before prom. So our friend, Lamar.
Did he go to y'all school?
Who?
Her date.
Yeah.
So when somebody got arrested the day before y'all's prom that attended y'all's school, but you gonna tell me
they wore
shirtless vests?
Yes.
Don't go with the theme of the school.
No, we right. Listen.
Y'all
no,
be the
how
judge
many
of that.
How many drug dealers you know that if when it's time to get dressed up, they don't go all the way out. They don't just all of a sudden say.
I didn't say it had to be a drug dealer that had the no
that's
shirt.
That's what
on.
Lafayette is known for, is what I'm saying. That's what our school.
I see. I was trying
for.
To keep the schools out of the. I was trying to keep names that have been changed to protect the innocent.
I mean, I think everybody's grown now. Ain't nobody gonna feel no type of way. I'm not talking.
Lafayette, no, they was.
Oh yeah, so no.
Actually, the biggest ones was at Henry Clay, but they didn't get investigated because their parents were wealthy.
I mean, you seem so salty right now. I don't even care.
Because y'all didn't have the police just hawking y'all school every day.
Well, yeah,
looking for issues.
Yeah, I mean, y'all did have issues, but
all right, yeah, nobody getting arrested. Now, I got arrested at prom.
No,
Westside fool.
No, he wasn't. That was so sad. It was just like he did not. The drug game did not have. He did not have to meet up with the drug game. He was such a sweet dude. It was just like, why are you doing this with your life?
Didn't nobody in Lexington have to meet up with the drug game?
No, some people you just like, yeah, he gonna be a drug dealer when he get older. This was not one of them. He was very talented. He did plays with us and everything. So. It was sad that, you know, he got arrested. He's unfortunately no longer with us. He passed away a couple of years ago. But
I'll go ahead.
I was about to just mention, I went to homecoming with that dude's best friend, and it looked like we were going to two different events. I had on this beautiful gown that had like flowers on it. It was silver, maroon, and he had on khakis, Tim's, and a sweater. My sisters were so mad when they saw the picture. They were like, what happened? I said, I don't know, but he could drive. So that he could drive. He was nice. And I knew that he wasn't it was literally like, oh yeah, you don't need to go by yourself. I'll go with you. So it was like, just supposed to be like a nice event. But the fact that I was just like, you couldn't find any slacks. You wore some khaki. You wore Target khakis.
I just realized how big of a deal prom was for me, because I used to try to rent a car to match the colors. At 1 year, with the white Cadillac with the black interior, and I was wearing black and white, I set it off.
I just need you to realize that you have a pimp mentality.
I had my scarf, had my cane. I was balling.
No, that's a pimp mentality. That's not balling.
How is that pimp mentality? It's called
coordination. That's what pimps be doing.
Degree.
That's if you were to go to a pimp fair.
You wear a hat that matches your toenails.
No, but we're talking about a full blown car.
We're talking about a formal event, okay?
How many formal?
You go to the store looking that way, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What? I don't be trying to match vehicles. What are you talking about?
I know you ain't, but you matching something like toes and lips.
I'm talking about the fact that you matched a vehicle
because
or
that was part of the event. You pull up, you let your date out at front, you roll through, let everybody see. You don't go to the parking lot and just park. No, you pull past the front of the event. Get out like a gentleman. She sits in the car like a lady and lets you let her out of the car.
I see the shade you're trying to throw.
Yes, I know. Chris wasn't opening no doors for you because your little rat ass got on out. Didn't know no better, apparently. Anyway, and that was part of the event. People were getting from their drug dealer cousins. They was rolling up in cold-blooded cars. It's like, that's part of the thing.
Actually, I did match both vehicles both years. Not on purpose, though.
Yeah.
I did match his vehicle.
That's part of the event. I don't know what y'all did, but when we was at the Marriott, we had to roll past the front, let everybody see. If he was pulling up in drop tops and everything.
Station.
Don't nobody get no rag. Hey, everybody know it's Station.
Mm-hmm.
Green Machine.
All right, represent. You guys, let us know in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, what was your prom experience like? Or did you even go? I know some people that just wasn't a part of their life. They were like,
"What about senior dinner dance? Did y'all have those?"
We did have senior dinner dance.
I went to two of those.
Oh, Jesus, one. You were only a senior once.
Just one time. But I got asked. So I went.
Yeah, let us know. Or if it was just homecoming dance, what was yours like? Because apparently Marcus has just been to all of them. Maybe he was at yours. Look through your pictures. See if you see him
on the dance floor
in a powder blue,
looking clean.
A powder blue suit with a powder blue cane with a powder blue Cadillac outside. Okay, so last segment before we go is I want to read a good old comment of the week, as we promised that we would from now on just do a comment of the week. So I am scrolling to find my favorite comments. First of all, thank you guys so much for commenting. Like I said, we read all of them. I hope you all like the surprise Father's Day video that we did and all this stuff. I'm still revamping a lot of my content on YouTube, just trying to figure out. I don't think I'm going to be posting as much on here anymore, but you know, we're still grateful for the audience that we have here, and we're just glad that you all are here. So here's our comment of the week. It is from Negretta Hughes. Hughes. Am I saying it wrong?
Hughes? Hughes? I don't know. You know who we're talking to.
She says, I'm glad to see you guys are back with another podcast. You were missed. Marcus, I'm still praying for you and your family.
Thank you.
I hope you, your mom, and your siblings are coping as well as to be expected. Unfortunately, I had to deal with the loss of my father as well. Just know that God will fill your emptiness with the wonderful memories of him. Angel, I'm so very sorry you had such a great loss in your job situation, but know that God will always have a ram in the bush. Come on now. May God continue to bless each of you with favor. Love you guys. 2 Corinthians 5:8. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Thank you so much for all your kind words. And we extend our condolences to you in the loss of your father.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
But yeah, we're going to close it out tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, family, for having our backs for people that don't know us, that be commenting all up in the thing. I love it when y'all clap back for people. To clap back at people for us, because y'all just be setting it off. I love it. I appreciate that. you got these online psychiatrists and therapists, and it's like, you don't shut up. That's what I just want to shut up. No, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Make sure you comment so maybe you'll be our next comment of the week. Again, please come back two Mondays from now for a new podcast on Wednesday. Did I say Monday?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my goodness. It's late. Come back in two Wednesdays for another podcast. Again, it'll be on iTunes, SoundCloud, as well as Google Play. And on the opposite Wednesdays, you'll be doing Angel's Angle with me. I'm so glad you guys are liking that. Again,
and I'm going to add a secret segment, too. I'm lying. I don't know if I'm going to do anything.
He's not. Y'all can see his car complaints. Because that's what he does. Complain in the car.
That's what you do right here beside me.
Because you bring the complaining energy in here. Okay. Make sure you all like our podcast because it makes us more discoverable. And you can also leave comments on SoundCloud. You guys, thank you all so much. Have a wonderful week and be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.